Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Just to make the point that we did actually reach out to the ANC. So we're not doing all of this without having to engage with the ANC. The ANC actually was very upfront with us. They said, look, you know, we would love to talk, but at this point, we really have nothing to announce. We will do that tomorrow. There will be a press briefing at about 11, where we'll speak to everybody. For now, we don't have anything to announce. So they very kindly said, can we please turn down this offer to come and speak on the radio? And I think we can all respect that. Funzi Ngubeni is Action SA. A Gauteng leader is on the line with us. They released a statement as well on what is happening at the moment. Mr. Ngubeni, thanks for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to Kaya listeners.
All right. Your statement is seething. You're unhappy with what's happening. What's so annoying to you about what we see?
No, I mean, you know, service delivery is on standstill, Pamela. We are getting quite a number of people calling us and saying they are finding it difficult to get their issues resolved in the province, and this is a result of not having the executive in place. And would have hoped that by this time, what is 3 weeks or 4 weeks now, that at least there would have been some agreement between the parties, ANC and DA. But that's really disappointing that even today we're still seeing them just for positions.
Mm. And so what are you calling for? Have you actually engaged with them? And I know, of course, you're not in the GNU and you wouldn't be in the GPU as well. Are you speaking to them outside of those negotiations? Are you speaking to them privately?
No, we have not spoken to them on their negotiations. What we have done is actually we spoke to the ANC at the national level and the province to indicate to them that we will be taking the opposition benches. We will be an independent opposition party that will obviously do an oversight and hold them accountable. We made the point to them that we will not be obstructive. We are not the party that will be to push out everything that they are putting on the table. We will listen to what they are bringing, and we will support them on issue-by-issue basis. So that's the only engagement that we have had with them, Pamela. But, you know, listening to Soli and listening to what ANC was saying last night, I'm of the view that it's a humble advice to the two parties to say maybe if they can take a decision to remove the current negotiators who are quite invested in the province, and bring in sort of independent people there, not necessarily independent, but other negotiators maybe from national offices instead of the local or the provincial guys negotiating among themselves. Because I tell you what, I mean, the current impasse, it seems to be people are really emotional in this. They are invested themselves in what the outcome should be. And it looks like they won't be able to find each other, the local guys. That's why I'm saying maybe bring someone with an open mind from the ANC national office, from the DA national office, and show some seriousness onto this issue, because really we cannot go on like this. We cannot go on 4 weeks into and there's no executive at all. So that's my humble suggestion to them, that maybe they must consider bringing other negotiators that will be able to look into this matter with a different eye, with an open mind, putting the interest of South Africans ahead of their party and self-interest.
If this falls through and it doesn't come together, mirroring what is happening at the GNU level, at national level, would you be open to having discussions with either of the two parties? We know from a policy point of view, Action SA has not been keen to work with the ANC, but you've also been very disappointed by the DA. Your own relationships in the metros hasn't quite worked out with the DA. Would you be willing to start afresh and start establishing new relationships?
Look, I mean, we have always said we are willing to talk, and we are willing to work with everyone. We have taken a position that for this particular one, I mean, the number of votes that we have and the number of seats that we have in the legislature, and we have taken a position that we will be in the opposition side, and we'll be able to lend our hands and our ideas from those opposition benches, you know. So, well, in terms of engaging with them, I think, as I said, we are going to be constructive. We are going to listen to what they are bringing to the legislature. Whether it's a coalition of the ANC and the DA, panel, or the ANC decides to go with the EFF and NK, you know, for us, it's going to be the same. We want to really see how it can work. We want to see infrastructure being, you know, sort of brought into where it's needed the most, which is the deprived areas of our province, and we will not be obstruction in that chamber. We will at all times add ready, and where we have to hold them accountable, like now, we will definitely do so without fear or favor. Mm-hmm. So that's our approach. We know that you know there's rumors that ANC is talking to the EFF and, mm-hmm. and the NK. The sooner they do that, the better. If they fail to reach out to reach an agreement with the DA, they must not delay it and hold South Africans and people of Gauteng at ransom. If they feel that they failed with the DA, it didn't work out, the sooner they go and reach out to others, the better, you know, that we can be able to move forward. But for us, the interest really is to see service delivery and dealing with all the ills that are in Gauteng and the corruption that is, you know, has been happening there. All those things need to be attended to. I mean, today, the public protector released a report, and that report needs to be tabled in the legislature. We need to start holding officials and politicians accountable, but we cannot do that if you continue with the way these two parties are doing.
So from what I'm understanding now is that whatever happens, you are very comfortably going to be sitting at the opposition benches. You're not keen to be part of this government at all, either of them.
Absolutely, Pamela. That's our position at the moment, and we think that we'll be able to serve South Africans, you know, much better when we are in that position. We'll be able to build our organization as well, because we believe that we are a party for the future, and we can only be a party for the future if we've got strong structures, if we are visible, and we are able to serve communities in all the 9 regions of Hong Kong. So that's our position, and until it changes, that's how we're going to do things going forward.
Are you concerned that what is happening now with these negotiations is going to affect local government, municipalities?
You know, you mean in terms of the 2026 elections? Or
No. Right now, you've seen what happens. If the formation changes its shape or whatever the shape looks like, they may affect what is happening in the municipalities because of agreements that they have with one another.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely. I mean, you remember that, I mean, in Johannesburg and in Ekurhuleni, you know, the same negotiators, Kopanyaza and Zulebu, are the ones that actually install puppet mayors in those metros, you know. So they are probably thinking about that. That's why I'm proposing that they should be removed from negotiating, and people who are not invested in these things must come in and assist the province to finalize this negotiation. Of course, I mean, I think logically for me, this negotiation should have included not only the province, but they should have also included what must happen at local government for the sake of stability. You know, that's for me, that's what they should have done from the get-go, you know, so that we can be able to start seeing things stabilizing, and we are able to get services rendered to our residents. But that didn't happen, and now people are negotiating, and they are looking at all these other interests that they have, including what they have in local government, in metros that I've just mentioned. So, again, it emphasizes my point that they are not the right people to be negotiating this very, very important, event that is happening in our country. I think they should be excused and people that have the interest of South Africans from their parties, own parties, can come in and assist them to really finalize this thing.
Funzi Ngubeni, thank you so much for your time. Action SA Gauteng leader. When I come back, Kenny Kunene from the PA is also going to give us their reaction to what is happening in Gauteng.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.